You guys are quietly 5-3 right now after dropping those first two games. What's going on?
We just communicating. We're having fun. Coaches let our personality show, so that's what we're doing. We're playing as a group. And then no point fingers, so when one mess up, we all mess up. So, and we just correcting our mistakes and having fun.
Are you amazed you guys are so good defensively without Barry for most of the year, without DJ, without DeVito? I mean, you guys are doing it with three of your guys that have been down most of the year.
But we, the other guys know it's you got to be ready at all times. Anything can happen, and them guys that stepped up, they're making plays and having fun.
What did it mean to get a shutout there in the second half to protect that lead?
That means a lot. I mean, we came out there, we made some adjustments. Defense, everybody was on the same page, and we did it as a group.
What are some of the challenges with Michael Vick? He's 34, but he still moves around. What did you have to remind yourself to do when he's on the field?
Contain rush. I know sometimes we let him out the pocket, but our main focus is to keep him in the pocket, make him beat us with our arm, not his feet.
Is Bob Sutton getting enough credit for the way he's been coordinating you guys?
I don't think so. Like I said, it's a group effort. Not only is the guys on the field, but he's doing a great job coaching us and putting the game plan together.
What about for you individually? With 12 sacks
now. It's a group effort. I'm receiving all the credit, but I can't do it without everybody else. Tama, Bailey, and Poe do a great job rushing, and we got great coverage downfield. It's a group effort.
How do you evaluate where this team is halfway through? You're in second place alone at 5-3.
We just use that as motivation. We're not paying attention to that. Our goal every week is to come out and get a W, and that's what we're trying to do and finish out the season strong.